You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is the other part about, I want to ask you about your shock that we think the way we do about the Celtics. They just lost 3 starters and 4 rotational players this year. They lost Porzingis, Drew, Tatum, and Horford is going to go.
Horford was a big part of them, too.
So I don't think they'll fall off the face of the earth, but.
It'll be good. They'll be above 500, I think, but like just kind of teetering 8-6 range. Mm-hmm. Maybe 8-5 if it's a good
maybe, one. Maybe they can push for a top 6 seed. Like, maybe.
I think
they'll be in that conversation.
But I don't see Brad Stevens really adding to this team this year. Like,
I was waiting for that. I was hanging on every second you paused right there.
What?
You said Jalen's not bad, and you took this long ass pause, and I'm like, what is he about to say next?
Speaking of the Celtics, though, did you guys see Jesse? I know you probably
shout
saw
out it. To them for getting their nationally televised game.
Did you see that situation with the new owners?
Yeah, he said, to hell with Wick Grusbeck. Get out of here, Grusbeck. I don't even know how to say his last name. But yeah, he's taking over. There's no more.
Wick thought he was supposed to be still around, and the dude said, nah.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, I'm not buying something to have somebody else in charge of it.
Well, I thought, you're right, I understand. But I also thought that was part of the terms of what they agreed upon. Like the sign.
Terms change, pal.
Not after my signature.
Oh, I don't think this is final yet, is it?
Not final yet, I don't think.
Maybe that's part of the reason why.
Here, Wick Grusbeck will no longer stay on as governor as part of the Boston Celtics. $6.1 billion sale to Bill Chisholm, sources tell me, Ramona Sherborne, and Shams Charania. Plan had been for Grusbeck to remain through 2028. Chisholm assuming governor title. And the transfer will be finalized soon. So it's not, things were still being negotiated, I guess. And they negotiated his ass out of there. Well, if it's not finalized, sale might be off. If I'm Wick.
Oh, God, we're going through that nightmare again.
If I'm Wick, sale's off.
There's going to be 4 owners sitting courtside next
year. I would
hate
to negotiate with Kenny. Let me just say.
No, still, you told me I sold you this team.
I'm giving you $6 billion. Go home.
I sold you this team with the thought that I would still be around. Now you want to renege on that. Well, I want to renege on selling you the team.
Why do you want to hang out here still? Go home.
Because I didn't want to get rid of the team in the first place.
It's not
my
even
dad's
your team. It's your dad's team.
He's making me do it. I didn't want
to
get rid of it.
Yeah, what am I talking to you for? Go get your father in here.
That's funny. And I have to be honest. I don't know why. Renege feels offensive. Hearing you say, the way you said the word renege, just I immediately got offended.
Well, I can
like,
say
yo, renege. What?
I can say renege.
That's true. You can. Don't go saying renege around the office now.
Speaking of, did you guys see the Trailblazers?
Speaking of reneged?
No.
Oh.
Buying and selling franchises. The Trailblazers got sold.
Yeah, the Hurricanes owner bought them, right?
Yeah.
With the promise to stay in Portland.
That's what Clay Bennett said.
He's got to build an arena.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't Adam specifically say, we got to get through the sale, but this arena is not up to 2025 standards.
Trista put out, you know, because people were worried about the guy that owned it and if he tried to move him.
Was she walking on the street when she put the video out?
Maybe. This might have been when she had the sourdough sandwich.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But she was talking about him owning the Hurricanes. He's a guy from the Northeast who bought the Hurricanes when they had fears of relocation. He invested into the Hurricanes, got him a new arena, kept them there forever. So, like, a lot of people in Portland, I guess, maybe are like, yo, keep your eye on this guy. She's like, he doesn't have a track record of that. So, I the Blazers should stay in Portland.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and for sure.
You know, while we're talking about teams, owners, this is your life. Second part. Jerry Jones, wish D'Lo happy birthday.
Well, let me just say, when I got the call from Jesse, I said, where? ESPN 1320, that's the station that Stanley wanted me to buy. And you want me to say happy birthday to Damian Barling over my dead body? But I went to Morton's and I thought about it a little bit more. And then it came to my attention that Damian was just a little Damian Barling when he was rooting for the Cowboys and would sit there in his Troy Aikman jersey. And I said, this guy's one of ours, and I just want to say it's a pleasure having you on this station, and happy birthday, Damian. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Dan.
No, thank you. I appreciate the eat. I appreciate the time to eat half of my protein bar while you did that impression. I'd be so offended if Jerry Jones offered to take me out and he took me to a restaurant like Morton's.
Wow. Wow, that's where I'm going tonight. No, I'm not going to Morton's. I would, though. I tell you, occasion ribeye. You know how I feel about that.
That's how rich Kenny is. He goes to Morton's on my birthday without me. That's a different level. That is just a different level of financial security.
Have you ever went to a steakhouse not on an occasion, Kenny? Like, I'm craving some Roots Chris and some Morton's today.
No, I think they've all been occasions. All
right, just checking.
Did I go to Ruth? No. Well, no, that was the homie's birthday. I was about to say I went to Fleming's one time, but that was the homie's birthday. It's only been an occasion. Yeah.
That's rich. You ever seen something like, yeah, I'm a DoorDash in Morton's or something like that? That's insane.
Can you DoorDash Morton's?
Yeah.
I'm sure
you can. DoorDash anything.
Yeah. I guess you could.
I'm sure you can. But see, the other thing about it, though, is the wife's steaks, like, if it's not an occasion, there's no need for me to go out if I want a steak. She makes a steak unbelievably. So if I want a steak, I ask her, not Fleming.
Fair enough. I make great steaks at home, too. Mm. When my Traeger worked, which it doesn't work anymore.
What the hell? What happened?
I have no idea. It overheats. Like, it takes a long time. It just doesn't, like, if I set the temperature, it just completely blows past the temperature and overheats. Like, I've tried cleaning it. Like, I've tried priming the whole thing. Like, I don't know what to do anymore. I just think it's, now I'm just going to get rid of it because I'm fearful it's going to, like, catch on fire. Oh, no. Am I supposed to call? Is there a Traeger repair man? I don't know what to do.
Yeah, that, and there should be a warranty on there. It's been less than a year or maybe less than 2 years.
It's been a couple years. It hasn't worked out for you, boy. I've already looked at other smokers. Like, I got to figure this thing out. Because I wanted to use the grill this weekend, and it didn't work. Had to move it in the house. Had to move in the house. Tough look. But big thanks to
Jerry. Just go
Jones
get another one.
By.
Come on, man.
I'm not.
What are we talking about? We're talking about Damian Barling. Just go get another one, bro.
It's true.
What is that?
What are we doing? Why are we acting like money ain't a thing? Jermaine Dupri gonna be at the Where the Party At tour.
You don't have like a.
You can win tickets beginning at 4 o'clock. We did it on KC, hun.
Right.
102.5.
You don't got like a brick house pizza oven in your backyard or something?
Oh, I would love that. I do not. I do not. I would absolutely love that, but I don't. We'll come back. Man, it is 2:12 already. Do we want to go football or do we want to stay with basketball?
Let's go football.
All right.
Let's go football.
Great. We'll talk NFL next here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't need a reason to celebrate to crack open a Baker Family Wines bottle like this Pinot Noir 2022 that I'm holding right here, but it certainly doesn't hurt as we celebrate the Hall of Famer, Dusty Baker, and the attention that he put into being one of the greatest managers the game has ever seen. He's put that same attention and passion into these small lot wines that he is crafting right here in West Sacramento. That's a shoot. It's not in Amador County. It's not in Lodi. It's not in Napa, right here in West Sacramento. Got a great tasting room, amazing vibes there. Actually just got confirmation that the first D'Lo and Casey event at Baker Family Wines is booked.
There we go.
We're going to tell you about it here soon, but you're going to have some opportunities to hang out with D'Lo and Casey here real, real soon, and we're excited at Baker Family Wines. We're excited to tell you all about that coming up. We're excited at the fact that Dusty Baker was out there just this past Sunday. Zebra PT and her wonderful wife were out there getting some wine, got to take some pictures with Dusty Baker. You could join Dusty's Clubhouse, which is essentially his wine club.
There we go.
Head over to BakerFamilyWines.com. You can get exclusive releases, tasting room specials, all of that great stuff that is offered by our man, Dusty Baker. If you're at a Nugget, look for the familiar stitch here on the bottle. And pick you up one, crack it open, and celebrate tonight.
Some great stuff, man. It really is. Really, shout out to Baker Family Wines. Love them. Love them.
It's going to be a shame when all those bottles are gone.
Oh, well, it's your birthday. Do what you got to do.
Right, do what
you
got to
do. What you got to do. Hey, real quick. Jesse, is Jesse in there? Jesse.
What do we got?
We'll save it. We'll save it. No, we'll save it.
No, you just called for Jesse to get his dramatic pause.
I know, excited. I sat up and I said, what are you doing?
No, we'll save it. You'll see why when it actually happens. We'll save it. We'll save it. It's good.
So you can. I'm going to tell you something about me. Now I'm going to be stuck on this, like, for the rest until you bring it up.
You going to save it, what, for tomorrow?
No, it'll be later today.
You know, James is at 3.
Yeah, I got to. Something's got to happen contractually. So, yeah, we'll save it. It's good. No, it's good.
I don't know what he's talking about, bro.
No, this is great. No,
hey, you know what? I'll follow you. Whatever, fine.
Yeah. No, it's great.
No clue where we're going, but all right.
I got you.
What do you want to talk about, Dan?
I don't know. What do you want me to do?
We're about to talk about football. It all makes sense when we get there. We'll talk about football. But I do want to ask you this real quick, Dame.
All right.
I had the 13th round just a quick second ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about the UFC deal with Paramount Plus, mm-hmm. how that may leak into boxing and all this other stuff. And it's great. Like, I'm going to take 100 times out of 100, you put all the fights on free TV or on a streaming service that's at home where you don't have to spend $80 to $100 on pay-per-view. I'm taking that every single day. But do you think the fact that pay-per-view would be dying, which would kind of eliminate maybe the fight party and like the gathering of people to watch fights, do you think that might suffer?
I don't understand that. What's keeping you from texting your boys and being like, come watch the fight on CBS?
Because I don't have to. How many times you text your boys and say, let's come over and watch the football game? I don't have to.
See, I guess I'm different then, because like, we get together for stuff still and all that stuff. Like, yeah, if you still want to see your friends and hang out, I imagine you just text them and go hang out.
Casey keeps friends so he doesn't have to spend as much money. That's how he stays rich. We have to come over and chip in.
But, I mean, just in general, people... I'm
kind of with Jesse. The answer, you asked a specific question. My answer would be no.
Mm.
I don't think so.
I think that's part of the fabric of a fight. Or I'll ask, Jesse might be different too.
So the fabric of a fight party is pay-per-view?
Yeah. How many times have you guys gotten, and once again, Jesse might be different. How many times did you guys get together to watch a Showtime fight or an ESPN fight?
Like, my friends aren't big boxing fans or anything like that, but like when Mayweather-Pacquiao happened, I threw a little.
But that was pay-per-view.
Yeah,
that's my point.
Well, it depends if you have the fighters though. Like Canelo Crawford isn't going to be pay-per-view or anything like that, but like we're all going to get together everywhere for that.
True.
It depends on the fighters and the fight.
Yeah.
I mean, adjust.
I'm
like
going,
if fight parties
I'm definitely
is
going
a thing,
to. I don't need to spend $100 no more.
Yeah, if fight parties is a thing.
It makes the fight parties easier to have because you don't have to pay $100 for the pay-per-view.
Invest
now
that $100 in Baker Family Wines and Wings.
There you
that's
go.
Good to go.
That's how you do it.
I think we just solved something for the first time ever on this show.
I really did. It took us 5 years.
Well, we'll do it.
Years this week, and we actually solved something.
Was the anniversary of our show this week, too, you said?
I think it's
13th?
Sunday.
Sunday or 17th?
15th, 16th. Yeah, it's Sunday.
I always think it's the 20th for some reason. I don't know why.
Nah, it's the 17th. So we won't be here to celebrate, but celebrate. 5 years
ago. Danny in San Francisco says, no, you will be. 8-hour show on Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, God. Thank God Danny Sharpen got promoted.
You still gotta pick up 2 lunches for those days.
Yeah, Danny was tough. He had a vision. And you know what? It worked. Like I remember the trailer. I always point this out. I always felt this was a low key, very very. It's not on any list or anything. It's a low key big moment for us. But we did one of those. You know, we were doing well, but we hadn't. I don't think we certainly aren't where we are now. Mm-hmm. But we were doing good, and the stream was doing well, and it was the Trey Lance draft. And that Mac Jones thing was pretty strong.
Yeah.
Like, you know, those insiders are still bitter that they were all wrong about that. And we're doing one of those 8-hour shows, and the 49ers are on the clock. And I watched our streaming number go up, 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 grew by like 100, 200, whatever it was, because people tuned in to see Kenny's reaction if they had drafted Mac Jones, because it had been a month of, if it's just fire Kyle Shanahan, like he had turned into TC.
I was the first TC.
Like he was angry at something that only happened in his head. And people tuned in to see, and I know this because they tuned in, they saw, okay, it's Trey Lance, watched his reaction, got a little analysis, got a little, you know, whatever. We recapped everything with Trey Wingo, Aaron Rodgers, everything that we did that day. And then the number steadily kind of went back down to where it was before, which means people tuned in, and they weren't tuning in to see my reaction. They tuned in specifically to see Kenny's reaction to that pick. I thought that was amazing.
Did we have that moment, that type of surge? I'm pretty sure we did. But did you notice it when Keegan was drafted?
I didn't see a spike. That draft was different. That was a bigger day for us. I didn't think there was a spike. The NFL is like what did TC say? Our bread and meat? Is that what he said? Our bread and meat is the Sacramento Kings. And so that day started with like, always very proud of this. Our numbers were great. There was no spike when the Kings went on the clock. Like, they was here.
They were just there.
And we was working. Yeah. There was a little bit of a kick after he was drafted because people wanted, you know, the full breakdown. But the Trey Lance, Mac Jones, that was a legit spike. An up and a down. And it was all because they thought you were going to go crazy.
Well, I was a little shook. Kyle had me a little shook. He had me a little worried.
What'd you cue up, Jesse? What's that?
Is it a Keegan Murray reaction video? Oh.
Here we go. The Sacramento Kings.
Can't even hear it.
Suspense.
Boy, God, this is... Keegan.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, they did it.
I can't believe they did that. I can't
believe... Oh. Oh my God.
I can't believe Keegan Murray, power forward out of Iowa.
Oh my God, they did it.
They passed on not only Jaden Ivey, but everybody that wanted to make a deal with them.
Detroit just made Sacramento their bitch.
Oh, that's great.
A lot better than I remember it.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
That is hilarious.
I can say for myself, I did not want them to draft Keegan Murray in that spot. Not because of Keegan Murray. I wanted them to trade.
Right.
I wanted them to trade that pick for, I think, like John Collins or something.
Now, oh, God damn it.
I wanted to try.
Now, can we please point out that the next 15 minutes or so are spent talking about how good of a ball player Keegan Murray is and what he can bring to this basketball team?
Yeah. We talked about that leading up to the draft. I remember going into that draft. I know me. I think you were on the same page. You're like, man, I don't want no Keegan Murray. I'm cool. And then we like started to watch game film.
Yeah.
We talked to the coach. It's like,
I remember.
Might have sold him a little short. Like, he's a good ball player.
I remember we did deep film dives leading into on a number of guys. And I remember I remember the show after watching Keegan. It was like, hey, this kid's really good.
Yeah.
Like, he's really, really good. I thought Jaden's potential upside was crazy. I still do, to be honest with you. Like, hopefully nothing that he experienced last year sets him back. But I still think the world of Jaden Ivey.
Yeah.
That might have been a bit of a stream reaction, though. little bit.
Your times.
A little bit. That's tough.
Walking that one back. Was that the? It was draft day when the Kyle Kuzma deal didn't go through, right? Or switched up? Was that draft day?
I think so. That was, yeah, because that was with Deuce.
That might have been a Davion draft.
That was a different draft.
Yeah, that was the Davion draft.
Remember, because you guys were talking to Deuce and Bo, and it was like for 15 minutes, that. Kyle Kuzma was a king, and everything was great.
Yeah, like when they joined us, it was like, hey, Kyle Kuzma, like this is going to happen. And then before they left, it was like, yeah, it's off. Westbrook's going to
Wasn't he looking at houses already and stuff like
that? Yeah. Yeah. Like, think about how far along this was. I think it was, it wasn't Kuzma that was looking for a house. It was
Montrezl Harrell.
Thank you.
Montrezl Harrell.
Trez was looking for a house.
Yeah.
How? I mean, think about how far along these conversations were for that to have happened.
Mm-hmm. And basically then done.
One quick call to the king. Plans change, pal.
Plans change.
Was that the beginning of, hey, we got a deal done? And not having it done?
Could have been.
Oh,
could have been.
Now, ooh, also, good call.
The other killer there is.
Was that Monty? That was Monty. Was that Monty? That was Monty, yeah.
The other cold game is, you know, the king wanted to have lunch, sit down, and then he made a call saying, hey, man, we need to go close the deal and get Westbrook. Then he the one that got Westbrook out of there.
Jesus.
Yeah, that didn't go well for anyone.
He the one that got him out. Boy, oh boy. That's you guys' goat.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I remember I was looking at the all-time scoring list yesterday. LeBron was there at one, and then I had to scroll down two.
He's played for 90 years.
Three, four, and then I got to five, and Michael Jordan was there.
He's played for what?
90 years.
Well, Mike retired twice.
It's not my fault. Mike can only average 20 on the Wizards at that time. LeBron's getting, what, 24, 6, and 8?
Mike wanted to be a White Sox.
Well, LeBron about to go on the PGA Tour. He ain't worried about basketball no more. Getting out of here.
Did you see, why did LeBron and Anthony Davis post the same quote on their Instagram stories yesterday?
I missed this.
They posted the same thing on their Instagram stories around the same time. I don't know. It was something about you got to say goodbye. I don't remember. I don't remember what it was. Let me see if I can find.
All right.
I'll see if I can find the king here and see what he did.
Funny dude. And why Bron always wearing those?
They posted becoming the best version of yourself comes with a lot of goodbyes.
Yeah, they both of them posted that.
Yeah.
What are we doing? Why is LeBron always wearing those toe shoes when he works out?
I don't know, man. That's kind of crazy. That's kind of crazy.
LeBron wearing the toe shoes.
That's the other funny thing. That's LeBron's house. That makes him working out in front of the Clippers logo funnier.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, why was he there?
Like, you talk about a man's got to find a gym. No, he doesn't. He needs to walk downstairs.
I have no clue what's going to happen with that guy.
That's going to be crazy.
As far as his next
team. But we're all of the – he's not retiring, right?
No, no chance. No chance he retires this year. We're going to know when he's going to retire.
Like, years left.
Yeah,
we'll do the whole year and the whole, oh, LeBron, no, blah, blah, blah.
No, LeBron, no.
I think he got two more years left.
How does he do it?
He's going to announce it with the next team he signs.
Because Kobe made a short that, like, won an Emmy. It was an Oscar. He won an Academy Award for it, I think.
LeBron's going to sign with, like, Miami or just insert team or whatever. Be like, yeah, I'm going to try and win a ring with this team right here, and this will be my last go at it. Like, he's going to retire, like, announce it at a press conference.
What was the name? Anybody remember what the name of Kobe's retirement short was?
That's a good question.
I'm going to try to find it quick, but I'm doing it. I'm doing long division here and trying to find it. Dear Basketball, short film, blah, 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 reception. Yep, won an Academy Award for it. I'm sorry. He won an Academy Award for it and a Sports Emmy.
Shout out Kobe for that.
Best animated short film.
I think it's going to be a tweet, though. I think it's going to be a tweet.
Really? Yeah.
Let's get together back at the old Boys and Girls Club and do it that way again.
I'm gonna tell you when.
If he does it anywhere, it'll be at the I Promise School.
No, I'm gonna tell you what it's gonna be. It's gonna be on the shop.
No chance.
He'll announce it on. He's like, nah. Yeah. He's like, yeah, it's gonna be my last year, and that clip's just gonna go crazy.
I think
he does it at a press conference?
He's gonna do it. He's going to do it something LeBron James related.
Well,
that's why I said I Promise.
I don't think he's doing it in front of the kids.
Do we think he announces his next team, or does that get broken by a journalist? Because if he announces it, he'll attach the retirement to whatever he, like, however he announces it, whether it be video or one of the Players Tribune type of thing or whatever. He'll I'm signing with this team. Also, this is my last year. It'll be like
something
that.
Yeah. I'm gonna say the shop. I'm gonna go with the shop. It's gonna be a clip on the shop,
and I'll say wherever he announces his team is where we'll.
Maybe he'll dust off Lee Jenkins.
Well,
you know, they'll do the write up again
potentially. What is that going to be on though?
Yeah,
I think it still exists.
Remember when Shaq announced his retirement through Tout?
What is Tout?
Exactly.
What is that?
Tout was like a I don't know. Maybe the precursor to Snapchat?
Yeah, something like that.
It was something a short like video message thing. WWE got really behind it. Like, I think they owned part of it.
It actually was innovative. Like, Tout is Instagram stories.
Sure.
They just didn't really know how to operate it.
But Shaq, as a shoot, announced his retirement through Tout.
I remember that.
Yeah, it's a social networking service that enabled users to send and view 15-second videos. They were known as Touts.
Yeah, it says WWE was behind them and stuff like that. And then once WWE stopped promoting them, they folded it like right after that.
Mm.
As soon as WWE started promoting it, they folded.
Stopped promoting them.
Oh,
what y'all know about Vines though?
Oh, I know about Vine.
I remember Vine.
Vine was in high school. We were making
Is
Vines
this
and all that.
The only tech Vine company in history that wasn't sold? People just stopped using it.
Yeah, can you imagine Shaq shouts you, wow, WWE, you didn't even make no money off of that?
Tout gained popularity in June of 2011 when basketball player Shaquille O'Neal used the service to announce his retirement. By early 2012, Tout had received over 12 million viewers and 75 million touts had been shared by users of the service.
Vine walked, so TikTok could run.
Yeah. Yeah, Vine was ahead of its time.
That was a moment.
Now, Vine was a thing. I never used it.
I didn't either. I wasn't participating, but it was ahead of its time. Yeah.
Who owns Vine?
Gone now, I think.
It was bought by Twitter.
Ooh, that's right. Twitter got them out the paint. That's right.
It was bought by Twitter.
Yeah.
Twitter sucks now.
Yeah, Twitter's ass.
It's really bad.
Hey, I just came across.
Did your boy announce that Vine is coming back?
Who?
That was always a rumor.
Kenny's boy announced less than a month ago, we're bringing back Vine.
Who's my boy?
In AI form.
The guy who sold you your car.
Your buddy Elon.
All right, man. He just be talking, man. That's not my boy, first of all.
That's
man.
Your
he
boy.
Just be talking.
Are you driving around in an Elon mobile?
That ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
No, that's your boy.
That ain't got nothing to do with nothing. That is not my boy.
Was he the one who got Weird you old. Into the suite the other day?
No. I just came across something real quick. It's interesting. It's interesting.
Okay.
The last time a player, every team's last time a player made All-NBA first team. Anybody want to take a guess with the Kings?
All-NBA first team?
Mm. Peja?
Peja wasn't first, was he?
I'm just taking a guess.
It doesn't have, you don't have to know.
DeMarcus never
just
made.
Just a year.
2003.
Did DeMarcus make first?
Since 2003.
I'm going to go.
They don't have the player here, but I think I know who it is. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay. Then it's not what I was. I'll go 2001.
Bang!
It's Chris?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm
it doesn't
it's
say.
Chris,
yeah, Chris.
2001.
When you said, so I couldn't remember if DeMarcus was first team or not. Mm. So I was going to say 13 when you said, I think I know who the player is. Well, that eliminates 13 because it can only be one guy.
Right.
So I figured it was 2001.
There are one, two, three teams that have never had an All-NBA first team player. Do you guys want to take a guess on those teams?
Ooh, that feels impossible.
The Hornets.
That was my first guess with Charlotte.
That's one.
I
don't know if you're getting the other two.
They had to. Has Brooklyn?
Yes.
2004. I guess that's New Jersey. Yeah, sorry. That's my bad.
That was still Brooklyn, by the way. It was still Brooklyn, huh? 2004. No, that might have been New Jersey. Yeah.
Oh, that's definitely New Jersey.
Yeah. New Orleans.
New Orleans is not on this list.
I don't think. Who? What are they?
Charlotte, Toronto.
Really? Yeah. Kawhi didn't make it. DeMar never made it. Wow.
And this is one that you wouldn't have got me with this one. The Pacers, as long as they've been around, have never had
an All-NBA never made an All-NBA first team.
Jordan was around.
Yeah, oh, that's a sense. Good point. Yeah.
One last thing from this situation. Of the teams that have had All-NBA first team players, the longest drought. Anybody want to take a guess on the team and the year?
The longest drought, no.
Jesse?
Brother, you just tell me.
The Washington Wizards, 1979. We're almost at 50 years.
The Washington Wizards, 1979, that's Bullets. Who's that, Wes?
Probably Wes. That would be my guess.
The Wizards is just a team that just exists in the NBA.
Kind of,
They're just no use, no... It's just the Wizards.
Yeah. Will Z says, can confirm it was Weber. Before that...
Thank God for him.
It was Tiny Archibald.
We wouldn't have seen one in Sacramento.
In the 75-76 season.
This is a little surprising. The Knicks, their drought goes back to 1990.
That's not surprising for some.
They had Carmelo. They had Sprewell. Jalen has been doing stuff. They've had players.
Melo was surprising.
They've had some players. Hell, it's not pre-Patrick Ewing, but Ewing didn't make it in his prime. Talking about 1990.
Are we going to get to what you teased earlier? Because I told you I'm going to be stuck on it the rest of the show now.
Sure. I mean, we've got a couple of minutes before we go.
Oh, yeah, we got a minute.
We'll get to that.
Can I tell you something? This was a riveting football conversation we just had.
I don't know what the hell happened. I'm being
just
honest.
Spectacular.
How did we get here? I don't know how we got here.
This is great. Cut and paste till Thursday. James Hams joins us. I got to talk to James about a couple of things because he's been pretty.
Yeah, I didn't see this either.
I just stumbled across it, and it was something. I mean, Bobby, this is what he does, and I'm just curious how this impacts James's thoughts on what the Jonathan Kuminga situation could look like.
Kuminga watch.
And what next season could look like. So we'll do that, and Kenny will ease Jesse's mind, I guess.
Told you, not going to be able to forget.
When D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Somewhat CJ asked in the chat, have we talked about that Vince McMahon interview yet? I haven't seen it. Did you see it on the Hulk Hogan special?
I've seen quotes. He says,
you seen screenshots?
Yeah. Vince not looking good. It's been a thing for like the last 5 years. He looked horrible for a while.
Looks so bad. Like,
he looks like a movie villain on Botox.
It's jarring.
Yeah. It's bad.
It is so, so bad.
You talking about Vince?
Yeah.
I didn't see
it's that. Tough. Like, if you pull up Vince McMahon interview, it's tough. Tough. All right, man. Jesse's going crazy over here.
Before that, we've got some business that we need to take care of.
Oh, very true. All right? Very true.
Business we need to take care of.
We up.
Because the lineup is ready to go for your boy.
Okay.
For Prize Picks. All right, for Prize Picks, we ready to go. And, you know, it was a rough night for me last night. My girl Kelsey Plum, she handled her business, but Sabrina Inescu, she did not. You know, I also had my boy Skeens. He got roughed up against the Brewers, so it was tough.
Sorry about that.
It was tough, but I'm back at it. I ain't tripping. And I'm going with my man Joe Ryan of the Twins. He's going to throw less than 92.5 pitches today. All right, that's what I'm going with right there. The Yankees are going to probably knock him out around the fourth inning or so. So he's throwing less than 92.5 pitches. My girl, Aces for Life, she's been going crazy right now. Crazy. She's not playing. She's doing what we're telling Sabonis to do. She said, no. We ain't having this.
That's frustratingly true.
Get on my back.
Yep.
Asia Wilson, they play the Liberty, I think, tonight. They got her at 23 points. I'm going more. More. She's cooking right now.
Bro, they could make a point tonight.
Yeah. Back to back for the Liberty too. They won last night in L.A. Then money's money. Money is money. Shohei Ohtani, he's on the mound. They got him at 5.5 strikeouts. I'm going less, but they have him at 1.5 hits, runs plus RBIs. I'm going more. That's a goblin right there too. And then one of my favorites. The first inning runs allowed. Let's stay right here in Sacramento. We got Drew Rossman and JT Ginn. I don't really know much about them, but I know they're playing at Sutter Health Park, and I'm going more than half a run in the first inning. So if you're trying to get in on the action, you need to go to Prize Picks, download the app, put in the promo code KIFM. You get $50 instantly with your first $5 lineup. You don't need to win, nothing like that. Just put in the promo code KIFM to get $50 instantly with your first $5 lineup. Must be present in certain states. Go to prizepicks.com for more details. Prize Picks, run your game.
Damn right it's Zabo.
Zay.
The logo.
Zay.
Did you see the logo?
The logo is hilarious.
Zay is legit the logo.
Shout out Zay. Now, here we are, Jesse. Here we are. We had some concerns yesterday about Chief of Wolverine.
Yep.
And I saw a comment from Chief of Wolverine earlier that said, I don't know if this guy's on the up and up like Jesse was worried about. Chief of Wolverine says, I can't wait to fight Michigan Wolverines at his party. That doesn't sound like something a noob would say.
It's a burner, I'm telling you. It's
that
a burner.
Sounds like somebody that has been in this chat before, that has relationships and previous engagements. We said yesterday there was an asterisk next to Chief of Wolverines. I'm talking to the Board of Governors right now. Do we strip him of that win?
Yeah, get him out of here.
All right. Chief of Wolverines, you do not have that win. And this is important because Zay won today. Zay was in line to win yesterday. If the Board of Governors did not approve that Chief of Wolverines win, Zay now leads on the standings. Two wins for Zay.
Two. Are you okay over there?
Wow.
Tweedledee and Tweedledum. What did you say the rules were yesterday?
I don't remember.
You don't? Did you or did you? God damn it, Zay.
What?
I'm sorry, Zaybo.
What?
Did you or did you not say there needs to be a space between the three exclamation points?
I don't remember that.
And the fire emoji.
I don't remember the space. No, yeah, I don't remember the space.
No, there need to be a space between the words.
Yeah. Because
the other day, somebody just put run your game with no space. That's where the space comes from.
We got it.
Zay's good.
Yeah.
Zay's good.
No, this is Zay's damn league.
No, whoa. No. Like I said yesterday, it wasn't Larry and Magic's league. They just played in it.
So, I mean, I already stripped the win from Chiefs of Wolverines. Are we...
Chief of Wolverines isn't even a person.
Am I Kyle Madsing his name and just scribbling him out?
Yeah, he's out the league.
Goodbye. Goodbye. The Board of Governors has spoken.
He's Donald Sterling.
Goodbye. Congratulations, Zay. You're in the lead, pal. Justice for Chief.
Tweedledee and Tweedledum is hilarious.
No, Collins, I'm not the final boss. That's why this league is such a disaster. You let these guys run their own league, and you see how messy it becomes. You got burner accounts now all of a sudden winning these games.
We just handled it. We took care of it.
24 hours later, you're worse than Roger Goodell.
Oh, the NBA can do a last 2-minute report a day later, but we can't.
That, ooh, and actually, whoever, the NBA, the game wouldn't change. Chief Wolverine would just win.
This is way better than the last 2-minute report.
Kicked him out the league.
Welcome to
his ass.
One bad move, you're out the league.
Jonte Porter his ass. Get out of here.
Oh, did you see Michael Porter Jr. talking about that?
I did.
Now,
he's addicted to gambling.
Hold on. He put out a scenario I'd never heard of.
You never? The one about your boys?
Yeah,
the boys,
I didn't even think about that.
Really?
Well, I didn't.
I didn't think about that one. That one's
crazy. Oh, that made me think. Michael Porter Jr. is.
Isn't that the number one thing people think about? No.
Well, see, I thought people would think about like.
So for those that don't know, Michael Porter was like, yeah, like if I'm with a crew and I'm like, hey, put 10,000, you know, on my under, mm-hmm. and everyone gets a bag. Yeah, like that's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He was talking about how sports gambling is going to get worse.
Right. He might not be wrong either, but
well, he has intimate knowledge of it. Also, man, you might want to shut up. You're not helping yourself.
He laid down the exact way.
This is how it happened, this and that.
Hey,
my brother's addicted to gambling. I'm addicted to women. Like,
hey,
relax.
Hey, OJ, if I did it, maybe chill out. You're due like $30-something million next year. Relax.
Oh, man, they're going to be some white vans parked out in front of his house.
Oh, my God, man. That's why Denver's like, see? That's why.
But I had never thought about that. The thing I would go to is, you know, old school. Oh, you get in trouble with the mob. You know, you get gambling debts and all that other stuff. Like Markieff Morris, Morris, right? I never thought about that aspect, which is very plausible, very like close to home. Like, yeah, just tell your boys, like they got me at 23 points tonight. I'll make sure I get 21.
By the way, whatever Morris' brother it was, paid off all his debt at the casino. So
he did.
Yeah. He wanted to handle it mob
style.
To
keep his fingers.
He's not happy about it either.
I guess not. I guess he would have rather lost his fingers. I don't know, or whatever he was expecting.
We talked about it, but they showed the clip in Casino. Took him out to the field.
Oh, Jesus.
And he said, yeah.
Joe Pesci?
He said, yeah. I wish we would have handled it mob style like this.
Do we think gambling is just running rampant through the NBA right now? Where it happens, probably not rampant, but it happens a lot. Like that Michael Porter Jr. scenario was like, all right, yeah, I wonder how many times that has happened.
But before today, I would have said no.
I feel like
that scenario, damn, I had never thought about that.
But I think, like, this isn't like place a bet with a bookie. Mm-hmm. Like gambling, your digital footprint is too easy to trace.
True.
And
do you think this is something that's been happening before all this stuff got here? Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Now,
now it's just out there.
I feel like
in
the NBA, you don't chance this because your money is guaranteed. Mm. If you told me there were props in the NFL, other than more or less touchdowns, yards, you know, that type of thing. Those contracts are a lot less guaranteed. They're a lot more problematic and. Mm-hmm. Your careers are a lot shorter. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if you heard things over there. Mm. But the NBA with guaranteed contracts and different things like that, that feels like a... And even in both fronts, I feel like the digital footprint is just too easy to track.
Yeah, I mean, there's just... Yeah, there's a lot that can be traced back to somebody. I'd be nervous if I was a player.
Hell yeah.
To be involved. Nah, I'm cool. It's like a lot of other things. Like, man... What if my scenario is the one that they actually check up on and it's not worth it? It's not worth it. I know you guys are my boys, but sorry.
Yeah. Can't do it. Mm-hmm. Can't do it. We got 2.5 minutes, man.
Well, that was it. We had talked about this yesterday, Chief of Wolverine. And Jesse,
that's what
Jesse
you were waiting for?
Yeah, it was a big deal. Well, I had to do it during the read. I would have messed up the read. I would have messed up the read.
This show is just freaking circus.
This scandal in the Run Your Game League.
The man, our producer left.
This scandal in the Run Your Game League. We had to take care of that ASAP. It was crazy. It was crazy. And the Board of Governors, he recognized it first, and I was giving him the opportunity to say, hey, yo, what's really going on?
Brother, we could have solved that at the break.
Well, no, because then they would have been hip to the fact that the read was coming.
Yeah, throw the negative up there.
Oh, whoa, hey.
This was Damien the Snake all over again.
Like I said, I'm preserving the integrity of the league.
That was
the
one
fastest growing league in the game.
That was your worst failure. That was worse than Damien the Snake.
I didn't say it was a tease.
You just put your headphones on. I literally just said that before you put the earpieces in.
I didn't say it was a tease. I didn't say that. I just said we got to talk.
Nah,
do you know what a tease is? You don't have to say, hey, guys, this is a tease. The tease was, hey, Jesse. No, I'm gonna wait.
That was literally Michael Scott. The episode was like, yeah, the ice cream sandwiches are the surprises.
Yes. I hope these aren't the surprises.
We're like, oh, what's the surprise, Casey? It just happened.
It's happened.
That's it. That was pretty big. That's a pretty big deal right there. We just Pete Rose, somebody out of this league. A guy that had won. We discovered. And I'm giving you the props. You sniffed it out.
Jesse does not want your props.
Yeah, I don't even know. He James, where you at?
He does not want your props. James cannot log into this stupid account quick enough.
I was so excited.
Real quick, though, because we're going to talk basketball.
I do have great news for everybody, though. We planned an amazing show today.
We did.
You will get to hear it tomorrow.
I can't wait.
You will get to hear the show we planned today in its entirety tomorrow here on D'Lo and KC. I have never,
that's a tease.
I have never cut and pasted an entire rundown over before, but I'll be damned if it didn't just happen.
Well, look, so look, I do have a dilemma a little bit that's going on. A little baseball. On the low, Dodgers have just blown a 9-game lead.
Oh, yeah.
The West.
Padres are right there.
The Padres technically will be a half game ahead of the Dodgers for first place going into the Dodgers-Angels game tonight. Where, regardless of what happens tonight, well, I mean, Padres could stay in first place. These two teams play each other the next two weekends, I believe. Look, I'm a big believer in you in my division, you in my, you know, conference or something like that. I can't rock with you like that. I'm not cheering for you like that.
Tell it to Michael Parsons.
Well, that guy. All right, go win one for the division.
Go do it for the division.
All right, buddy. But there's two things going on. Number one is the demise of the Dodgers, which would be fantastic.
Oh, my goodness. Sorry.
Which would be fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Quiet as kept. You know, I kind of like the Padres.
Oh, I like the Padres a lot.
Yeah, they're a fun team
to
watch.
Yeah, I like the Padres a lot.
But should I be rooting for them to succeed? They're in the division. That's sacrilegious to your boy.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's kind of, because it's like in the AFC.
But then, like, how you feel about the Blue Jays right now?
It's the Blue
Jays. They overtook the Yankees. They're playing great. They might be the best team in baseball.
It's the, I don't know. It's the Blue Jays. They're relevant. So it's like, I don't ever like root for the, like, I don't ever root for the Blue Jays, I guess. Like, I just hate the Yankees.
Yeah, but the Padres are legit fun to watch. Like,
they are.
Tatis is my boy.
You can't root for the Padres. You can just hate the Dodgers more.
Okay. Tatis is my boy, though. That's my dog.
Because it's like, what? Like, I'm a Dolphins fan. Like, Tom Brady was kicking our ass for years or whatever. And it's like, oh, now the Jets are finally going to win. Nah, I can't do that.
That's why I asked the question. That's a good call by Jesse. I do want them to handle the Dodgers, though. Dodgers in the wild card, all that other stuff.
That's very, I got beat up, but I need you to go handle this for me, please.
Yeah.
I don't think you can do it.
That's kind of tough.
I can't want them to beat the Dodgers?
Nah, because you got to handle that yourself.
And if you can. Maybe keep it to yourself, though. You guys live by, like, these really weird, strict sports fandom rules.
I don't think it's strict. I think it's the right way to live.
I'm going to say something.
Yeah, the way sports fandom goes now, it's way too loosey-goosey. Everyone is just, oh, I'm going to be a fan of this team. Oh, I'm a player. I'm a fan of this player. Oh, I'm going to go this. Game is really messed up right now. Me and Casey need to save it.
No, that's facts.
Yeah, there needs to be more honor in this.
Casey out here rooting for the Padres.
I didn't say I was rooting. I talked to the homies. I was like, yo, what should this look like?
Can I ask you a question as we bring in James Hamm from the Insiders? Yeah. You a Padres supporter?
No. No, not at all. Not a Padres
No, but we do know he's an Athletic supporter.
No, we
do. Well, the ATHs, not that.
The ATHs.
I'm an ATH supporter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.